Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of social media and real life. Ever feel like you're constantly glued to your phone? Like scrolling through those endless feeds is both a thrilling escape and a frustrating vortex all at once? You know that feeling when you finally put the phone down and realize hours have vanished? Yeah, been there, done that. But today, we're diving into something a little deeper, my own journey with mental health recovery and how I learned to break free from those digital chains. Now, before you tune out thinking this is some preachy self-help sesh, let me tell you, it's not. This is raw, honest talk about the ups and downs, the triumphs and struggles of finding peace in a world that screams for your attention 24/7. It's about realizing that social media can be both awesome and incredibly draining, and learning to use it in a way that actually benefits us, not just steals our precious time and energy. Let's cut right to the chase. Here are 5 things I learned along the way that might just change your life too. First off, accept that social media isn't going anywhere. It's here to stay, just like Netflix binges and spontaneous dance parties in your living room, no judgment. The key is not to fight it, but to find a way to coexist peacefully. Think of it as finding the perfect balance, savoring those sweet treats without letting them consume your entire diet. Second, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, ever scroll through Instagram and feel like you're constantly falling short? We all do. But here's the thing. Those curated feeds are often just highlight reels, carefully crafted to paint a picture-perfect, and sometimes unrealistic, version of reality. Don't let someone else's success or perfect life become your measure of worth. You've got your own unique journey, and that's what matters. Third, take those digital detox breaks. Seriously, unplug for a while. Go for a walk in nature, read a good book, have a deep conversation with a loved one. Anything that gets you off the screen and back into the real world. You'll be amazed by how much more present and energized you feel. Fourth, curate your feeds consciously. Unfollow accounts that make you feel negative, envious, or just plain drained. Fill your feed with content that inspires, motivates, and makes you smile. Think of it like creating a digital garden. Plant the seeds of positivity and watch them grow. And finally, remember that mental health is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Be kind to yourself, practice self-care, and don't hesitate to reach out for help when you need it. Okay, let me tell you about something that really hit home for me during this whole process. Remember how I mentioned curating your feeds? Well, I had this friend, Sarah, who was constantly comparing herself to influencers on Instagram. She felt like she wasn't good enough, not successful enough, and just generally miserable. She confided in me one day, saying, "Jake, I feel like I'm drowning in all these perfect lives." So, we took a deep dive into her feeds together, unfollowed some accounts that were bringing her down, and started following inspiring people who championed authenticity and kindness. Within weeks, Sarah's outlook completely shifted. She started feeling more confident, more grateful, and most importantly, more herself. It was like a light switch flipped. You know, taking control of your social media experience isn't just about being better, it's about reclaiming your power. It's about saying, enough is enough, to the negativity, the comparison trap, and the constant pressure to keep up with everyone else. You deserve to feel good, both online and offline. So, take these lessons to heart, put them into action, and watch as your mental health and overall well-being flourish. Remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a little digital detox boost. And hey, if you found this helpful, leave us a review, it really means the world. Keep those comments coming, we love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay real, stay connected, to what matters, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.